BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's the podcast. You see, when you leave them on my own, it just gets really weird. Chris was off today. Cause Wimbledon's on, I invite requests from you to have your favourite tennis stars and animals play a tennis match. Sure. It's Bumbleo Wednesday, and loads of people on their way to Glastonbury, but what are they doing until the music starts?
BBC Radio 1.
So it's Mills on my own today. This is a planned thing. My radio other half is in a TV studio. Hello.
Hi, Scott. You all right?
Oh, rubbish signal. Hi, you all right?
Hey, is the signal bad?
Yeah. Woohoo! 2014, oh. Everyone.
Oh, rubbish. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, where are you?
I'm in the middle of a TV studio. I'm filming something later. I don't really feel like I should be here. And right. I'm not really sure. I've turned up about 4 hours too early.
Yeah. That's good, though.
Is it?
Yeah, well, 4 hours maybe not. But they'd like to get you there early on TV anyway. So you're doing like a panel show, right?
They've actually invited me to be on the panel show, but I'm going to be a team captain.
Yes.
On a panel show on E4 called Virtually Famous. And it's hosted by your friend.
Kevin off of Glee.
Kevin off Glee.
Is he there?
He's there. Do you want a word?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, Kevin. Hang on, one sec. You're on. Hello.
You're live on Radio 1. Please don't swear.
Okay, well, then I'm just not going to talk.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, I'm really good. This is my friend Kevin. He's in Glee, in a wheelchair, but not in a wheelchair in real life, as people are still surprised about. So you're the host of this show?
Yeah. I'm into thinking that I can host anything.
It's all
we
good.
We don't even have panel shows at home.
No, you don't really have them, do you?
No, not at all.
How's Chris? Is he nervous?
I think he is. He's standing right here, so I don't want to say anything.
Yeah, he is, though, isn't he?
I think he's a bit in shock.
Can you... I know, he can't believe he's there. Can you tell him not to mess it up, like, repeatedly through the day?
Yeah, I will.
Okay,
I
cool.
I think even during the show, I'll...
Okay, yeah. During the show would be awesome, please. Let me know when you do it. Okay, I'll speak to you in a bit. Pass me back.
All right.
Good to be here.
Hello, mate.
Don't mess it up, right?
Well, it's easy for you. I'm fine. It's like I've not really done this kind of thing before.
I know. Do you have to answer also, questions?
I'm massively blagging it at the moment.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's fine.
I'm just copying what I see on Celeb Juice, basically.
Yeah, just do that. I'll sweat the small stuff. Have you got to answer questions?
Where are you meant to look?
Just look at the other people on the panel.
Because there's like a massive, there's loads of seats here for the audience.
Yeah, don't look at the audience, that looks weird.
Don't look at the audience.
No, not really. Just pretend they're not there. Yeah, and also, don't look at the camera, because it just looks like you're staring people out at home.
Don't look at the
camera. Unless they tell you to.
Where do I look?
Just look at the other people. Hey, have you got answer questions?
Answer questions and ask questions.
Right.
Yeah.
Remember this from Family Fortune?
Hello, Bobby. It's nice to see you sober. And, now, you've got 20 seconds on the clock. It will not start until I've asked you the first question. You're in a pretty good position, so if you get it right, you could walk away with a big lot of money. Already all set?
Yes, yeah.
Name something people take with them to the beach.
Turkey.
The first thing you buy in a supermarket.
Turkey.
A food often stuffed.
Turkey.
I really want that to be you later.
Oh, no. Now
turkey.
I've got it on the brain. I thought you were ringing. You told me you were going to ring to give me something.
No, I want you to do well.
But turkey on the mind.
Turkey. Hey, listen, also, do you know Chris Waddle?
Yeah, of course.
He's an ex-footballer, right?
Yeah, legend.
He was on 5 Live last night talking about how England's football tactics have been the same for ages, right?
Right.
And about the England football mentality. He's done a who?
Hey, Waddle's done a who?
Yeah, do you want to hear it?
Love to hear it.
This is Rich in Wrighton that sent this to me. Thanks very much, Rich. Even Chris Waddle is now hooing.
Well, yeah, but it'll not change. I said this about 20 years ago.
Oh, did you hear it?
Oh, my God.
That's clearly a who.
Dwell. Yeah, but it'll not change. I said this about 20 years ago.
Right. Yes, Waddle.
That's one of the greatest things I've ever heard.
Isn't that great?
Amazing news.
Right, well, I'll see you tomorrow. Don't mess it up.
Okay.
Right, have a good time. Right. Good luck.
Bye, then.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. We were a hard
lost upon our sleeve.
LJ's been on Twitter saying, sorry, Mills, but your football song now just reminds me of how not very good England were this World Cup. Hashtag tarnished. Oh, no, but it's for everyone. Jordan says your football song must have been bad luck as England and Australia are now both out. The band, of course, are Australian and I'm English. But no, it's a generic football anthem for all the teams everywhere. It's just a World Cup anthem, not for any particular team. So therefore, I don't feel it's tarnished. That is 5 Seconds of Summer and me, that's weird, Hearts Upon Our Sleeve.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1, Mills here. So Wimbledon's back on. So many people on Twitter moaning about the grunting this year. I mean, it has been quite a grunty Wimbledon so far. That sounds horrible. Now, I don't even remember, we did this last year. I don't think the year before, I don't know, they all go into one. But I don't know why, you'd seem to like it. If you've been watching Wimbledon, you'll know that there have been a lot of grunting from people such as Victoria Azarenka. She loves it. There she is. But can you tell the difference between that and Maria Sharapova? And then there's Serena Williams. And Michelle Larcher de Burrito. Yeah. And Carlos Bullock. But what about if Carlos was, like, let's say, having a rally with a camel? What would that sound like? That's right, animal tennis is back next. Hi, Holly.
Hi.
Where are you, please?
I'm in Northumberland.
What are you doing?
Not a lot.
Are you on a break at the moment from school, college, uni?
Yeah, my uni holiday.
All right, what uni?
Sheffield.
Love Sheffield.
Yeah.
I've played there so many times, once with Liz off of Atomic Kitten.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. You weren't there, were you?
No.
Okay, have you been watching Wimbledon?
No.
Do you care?
No.
Oh. Did you care about the football?
No.
Oh. What have you been doing with yourself?
I don't know.
But you care about animal tennis, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 100%.
So, what can I do for you today? What would you like to hear?
Serena Williams and a pig, please.
Serena Williams and what?
And a pig.
Serena Williams and a pig on animal tennis with a rally, yes?
Yeah.
Okay, I can do that for you. Ready?
Yeah.
Serena to serve. This is the stupidest thing I've ever done.
Finish.
Hmm. Happy with that?
Yeah.
Okay, love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Jim?
Hello.
Hello, are you at work?
I am.
Where?
I'm in Chiswick, London.
In London?
Yes, yes. It's a nice bright day.
Do you have a request for me, please?
I do. Can I have Nadal and a Gibbon?
Why not? Playing tennis?
Yes.
What's your prediction? Who do you think is going to win?
The Gibbon, obviously.
Do you think?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Nice, glorious creature.
Gibbon to serve. This is actually happening on Radio 1. Yes, Gibbon!
No wonder the smile. What a finish.
You were so right. Thanks, Jim.
Brilliant.
What a match. Apparently, some people are finding, their dogs are finding animal tennis a little bit weird. Tracy's been on saying, can you stop the grunting, please? The dog is going bananas and chuffing his chops off at the radio. Get Bumbleo Wednesday on instead. Oh, Chris isn't here to remind me. Yes, okay, Bumbleo Wednesday after 2 o'clock. I don't know why, but the Who goat, you know the goat that goes, hey! Is getting a lot of requests for animal tennis, particularly between the Who Goat and Maria Sharapova. I will stop this in a minute, OK? But why not? For now, enjoy the match. Same noise. Who Goat wins.
No wonder the smile. What a finish.
Sound exactly the same.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott, it's Brian.
Brian, what's going on?
I'm just doing my my round at the moment. I was wondering if I could have some tennis, please.
Some tennis. I was kind of not doing that anymore because it was I felt almost embarrassed. But I'll do one more round of animal tennis for you if you want.
Good man.
What's your request?
Could I have the Churchill dog against Charlie Sloth from One Extra, please?
Oh, good call. I think this is going to be quite some match, don't you?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. I love Charlie Sloth, but I also love the Churchill dog. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Sloth to serve.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
It's going on this, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yes!
Wow. No wonder the smile. What a finish.
That was my favourite so far, Brian.
That was awesome. Thank
love you,
you
bye.
Much.
Love you, bye. Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Look, Adam in Darlington, I can't do this all day. He's like, please, just one more tennis match. Was it Greg or Grimmy who had the wax in? It was Greg. Whichever wax DJ versus anyone you choose. Right, okay, it's maybe before the chart update at 3:30. I've got Bumbleo Wednesday to do. Today, your video is a mariachi band singing Bumbleo Wednesday. I don't know whether you listened to our World Cup commentary, the alternative commentary we did on the red button, but for the last one, we did actually have a live mariachi band in the studio, and they said they could sing songs about absolutely anything. It turned out that they were just the songs that they always perform, and they weren't specific to anything about football, but I didn't care, as you're about to hear.
A few people saying, unless the mariachi band come back on, they're switching. So
why?
Maybe a song about Daniel Sturridge would be good.
Here's a song for Daniel Sturridge off of England.
Mexico, move forward.
Commentary still going on in the background.
Chance here if they can get it right.
Not about Daniel Sturridge in any way. This is an actual live mariachi band on the red button. Oh, I loved doing that. Give us one more game. Come on, red button. We want to do one more commentary match. Just one more. That's all we're asking for. How long's the World Cup on for now? Like another couple of weeks? Obviously, I know that. I mean, it's on for another couple of weeks because I know about football, yeah, lads. But I would like to do one more. Here it comes! Wait for it. You say you don't, but you do actually like the tease. It's Wednesday! So many people so happy it's halfway through the week now. So the mariachi band that we had in during the alternative football commentary on the red button, we asked them to do Bumbleo and they were like, Bumbleo actually isn't mariachi, but we'll do it on this occasion. It's not what they normally do. But they had a go at it for us. It's on the Radio 1 Twitter right now, at BBCR1. Little video for you. They got all the outfit on and everything. It's brilliant. At BBCR1 now on Twitter for your Bumbleo Wednesday video. It's there right now for you. They hadn't practiced this, as you can hear. Yeah, I mean, it looks better when you watch it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So many people on the way to Glastonbury. Hi, Hannah.
Hi, Scott.
You all right? Oh, who's that?
That is my friends Fee, Ginny, Priya and Sarah.
Hi, guys. Where are you? Do you know?
I'm not sure. We're near a lot of fields, hopefully near Glastonbury.
Oh, wow, that really narrows it down.
Yeah.
Okay, well. How long have you got to go, please?
Hopefully about an hour.
Okay.
And we should be there.
Okay, what are you going to do when you get there?
Hopefully sit down and crack open a cider ASAP.
Yeah. Who do you want to see?
So many people. Churches, Crystal Fighters, Team Bandit, really excited about them, yep. And Sigma as well.
I was playing piano with next to Clean Bandit yesterday as they played ping pong next to me. How do you feel about that?
That was pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's for the new radio.
Did they not ask you to join them?
No, I was playing the piano. I was too busy.
Okay.
It's for the Radio 1 TV trail. Can I ask you an honest question?
Yeah, go for it.
If you can't be bothered to walk miles to the next stage to see somebody, wouldn't you just put the BBC Glastonbury website on your phone and watch it on that?
It's a good idea, but I'm not sure my phone's going to work at Glastonbury. Otherwise, I would definitely do that.
Because sometimes you don't. It's so big, you don't want to walk that far. It's like, okay, just put churches on the website on your phone. That's what I'll be honest. I did that a big weekend once.
No, yeah, if it rains.
Yeah, definitely.
And it gets muddy.
Yeah, exactly. Put it on your phone. I'm not going to say which artist it was for, but it was in Carlisle. I just couldn't be bothered, and it's like two stages. I still couldn't be bothered. All right, have a good time.
Thank you.
Love
bye.
You. Bye. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Scott. You all right, mate?
Yeah. Have you just arrived?
We've literally just pulled into the car park and just opened our first Foster's.
Yes.
The beers are available.
Yes, they are. Yeah. And just as good. Who are you with?
I'm with my mate Luke, Sophie, Rory, and then with Jacqueline and Paul and Jamie. We just trimmed down in Convoy from Liverpool.
Oh, so you've been listening to Radio 1 the whole way down?
We've been listening to Grimmy, then we listened to Fern, and then we've got to finish off with you, which was a pleasure, obviously.
Oh, well, thank you. Did you enjoy animal tennis?
We did. We loved animal tennis. Serena Williams, definitely a highlight.
It was good. Have you got any requests for me? I can fit in a quick game if you like.
If you can give us Serena. Serena versus anything we love.
Okay, what about Serena and a horse?
Yeah, Serena and a horse. So you read my mind.
Absolutely. Who would you like to serve?
Like Serena to serve, please.
Serena to serve, there. Sure. Okay. It's going to be a good one, this. This is actually happening on Radio 1. Come on, horse. Oh, it's getting faster now. Radio 1. It's really good.
Wow. No wonder the smile. What a finish.
What a finish. And the horse wins. Thanks, Paul. Have a great time at Glastonbury. Brilliant.
Thanks, Scott. You've made our first one.
Love you, bye.
Still love you, bye.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Scott.
Where are you, please? Hello?
Hello?
Where are you?
I am currently on East Side Road somewhere. No idea. Near Glastonbury.
Lush. Okay. Who are you with?
I'm with people and James and our good friend Keith and Freddie. I thought we're in a car a lot closer than we are.
2014, everybody. No phone signal there. Have an amazing time.
Thank you.
Love you, bye. Didn't understand that, but yeah, love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Phil Taggart.
Hiya, Scott. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. You all right?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. I'm all right. I'm good. It's really weird being in BBC this early on.
Well, like,
there's actually people here.
I know.
Normally, people. It's just people like cleaning up underneath this, just going, get out of
oh,
here.
Oh, do they do the bins during your show sometimes?
They did a very weird thing where they actually cleaned the studios and they came in while we were like live on air.
10 p.m. Monday, Thursday. When I used to do early breakfast, they used to come in and be like put the
Hoover on.
Yeah, the vacuum cleaner would be on. I was like, I'm actually on.
Yeah, you couldn't play three tracks in a row there. There's like a big stain at the back. Because we know we share this studio, like me and you and Grimmy.
Yeah.
I think the breakfast ones were really messy.
Do you think?
Yeah, really messy.
Hey, I'm enjoying that you're going to be sharing a tent with the tallest man in the world at Glastonbury.
Ali McRae from BBC Introducing and myself are going to share a very, very ridiculously small tent. I only ordered it today and I said it's one of those pop-up ones.
Organised, yes.
Yeah. And it is like ridiculous. Ali's about 6'5", so I think he's not even going to fit in the full tent. So he's got two options. He can either get his head burnt or he can get his feet burnt.
Yeah. There definitely would be part of him poking out. Which part of him will your face be near?
It'll be near the...
Okay, good. Right, so it's time for Real or No Real. Phil Taggart's here. Do you know what's on your show tonight?
Yes, lots of live music.
Excellent.
Reflecting Radio 1 and One Extra, as we do between 10:30 and 11 every Wednesday night.
Phil and Alice, tonight, 10 o'clock. Are this lot real or no real?
After saying she destroyed her fingernails during last year's Wimbledon final, Andy Murray's mum Judy has had a £300 luxury manicure to help her avoid the temptation this year.
Oh.
Okay, right. Here's what I don't understand, and girls will be able to know this. How can like a manicure or pedicure or anything like that be £300? How good can it be? They're just doing your nails.
I'm trying to do the maths. Like, how many is that per finger? Somebody
that does maths?
30 quid.
30 quid a finger.
Thanks, Will.
Well, to be honest, like, she can afford it now that Andy Murray's like a gajillionaire.
Absolutely. It seems excessive, though, 300 quid. What's your average manicure? Will, again? No, doesn't know.
Do you think she invoices Andy Murray for it?
I would.
Yeah, me too. Especially when he won Wimbledon last year and went up and kissed his girlfriend and neglected his mum.
I know. Went
to walk back down.
And denied.
She was actually just digging her nails into the chair, just saying, I drove you to all of those practices and you don't even say thanks.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's fair to say that she's a very driven woman.
Yes, very much so. Stoical.
She's really lovely. I'm a bit scared of her, though.
Me too.
Not going to lie.
Genuinely, I've had nightmares.
Andy Murray's mum, £300 manicure. I'm saying no real. It seems excessive.
I'm just going to say real because she's off her money now.
That one is no real.
Oh.
No. Right.
Probably A for me, though.
This is my first real or no real, so what happens if I lose? I just, like, bow my head and walk out?
Yeah, I mean, you get over it after about 5 minutes.
Okay.
But initially, it burns. And next.
When she was younger, Alice Levine appeared on the BBC's East Midlands Today, dancing to Aretha Franklin singing R-E-S-P-E-C-T in front of an audience of police officers.
Oh, my God. Wow. Do you know, from spending a lot of time with Alice, I actually think that might be true.
Like, is she a born performer, would you say?
I tried to make her sing in front of John Hopkins last night and she didn't do it. She loves to crow along to the records.
Mm. You know what I'm saying? Crow along?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, when she sings, like, small dogs, like, put their paws in the air and just start whimpering because it's like...
This is not on air, is it?
No, not on air.
Only you hear it.
Yeah, only I hear it and, like, specific dogs that can hear that high frequency.
Yeah, yeah.
But she does have a penchant for a man in uniform.
Does she?
Yeah.
Oh. So, she's not single, but if she was, she'd be one of them on that uniform dating site, wouldn't she?
Yeah, I think it specifically says in Alice Levine's Tinder, uniform or go home.
I don't understand that, but for people who want to date people in uniform or...
We get the same taxi home every single night. She gets left off first, and sometimes I look up into the window and I see her boyfriend in one of those dicky bows, but with no chest.
Wow, do you?
Yeah.
So it's quite a thing.
Yeah.
Most evenings.
Yeah.
Alice Levine once danced to Aretha Franklin for a group of police officers. I'm saying yes, real.
I'm going to say no real just to go against the tide.
That one is real.
Oh, wow. I need to ask her about this tonight. Alice has confirmed this via her producer, Mel. So if you are a police officer organising some kind of event, it can be in the Midlands or anywhere, then she is still available for bookings.
poshcancan.co.uk.
Yes, exactly that. A very reasonable price. Next.
Despite being in the top 10 richest stars in Hollywood, Johnny Depp is hooked on discount sites like Groupon and Woucher, and recently bought a bargain barbecue.
Woucher?
Have you ever watched Pirates of the Caribbean?
No, it doesn't interest me.
Right, okay, well, have you ever watched, what's another Johnny Depp? Edward Scissorhands?
Yeah, I've seen that.
He got all of the scissors in that.
From Wilkinson.
from a pound shop.
Oh. I love a bargain though, but I'm nowhere near as rich as Johnny Depp.
Well, it's kind of a thing. When you've got so much money, you kind of rebel against what you've got lots of.
I think because you can buy anything, therefore, like, getting a bargain is, like, really good. It's kind of like a challenge.
I'm just looking at a picture of him now online, and he's going through a Cash and Carry website with 500 baby bells in there, and there's a lot of offers coming off them. So I'm going to say real.
I reckon he might do extreme couponing. You know, like in America where they collect all the coupons and then they're at the till for like 5 hours, just with the vouchers. I'm saying I can't see Johnny Depp like getting a Groupon deal. No real.
Right. I think so. I'm going behind this. He is the bargain hunter. He's the new David Dickinson.
That one is real.
Yeah.
No. Yes!
It's a story in Heat magazine this week, so it must be true. He loves a voucher.
Just like Reuters. There it is.
And next.
Eminem asked Nate from the band Fun to work with him on his track Headlights after sharing a Danish with him backstage on the Jay Leno chat show.
I presume that's a pastry as opposed to...
Well, Hans Christian Andersen book. Peter Schmeichel.
Yeah.
Eminem.
Can't actually think of any more Danishes.
Danish bacon.
Aqua.
Aqua.
Yeah, they were all.
He must be on about the pastries.
I'd hope so.
Number one.
So at the Jay Leno show, which is like a big American talk show, Eminem and Nate off of Fun. sharing a Danish, got to be real, I'd say.
Who shares a Danish, though? Think about it. You're backstage at Jay Leno. I know there's been cuts across the board and TV and everywhere, like throughout the world. But like the Jay Leno's TV show doesn't just have one Danish sitting there that you have to fight. Like, can you imagine you're sitting with Evander Holyfield, Eminem, and like whoever else is on the show?
You wouldn't go, should we share a Danish?
But using one of those like little crappy plastic knives.
Okay, you've made me change my mind now, but for the purposes of competition, I'm still going to say real.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Of course, it's ridiculous. and at the end of that round of real or no real, is it a draw? Yes. Two each. Happy with that?
I'm happy with that. Yeah. It's my first real or no real, so I'm doing okay.
I didn't realise you'd not been on before.
No, it's always in you on the bingo. I'm always getting spat on.
Yeah, always.
Good target. Yeah. Bad banter.
Phil and Alice back tonight at 10 o'clock on BBC Radio 1. Those were the best bits of Wednesday's show. Join us tomorrow between 1 and 4 on BBC Radio 1 or get this podcast. Before he goes to Glastonbury, we give Hugh Stevens his only wash for about 5 days on Innuendo Bingo. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.